A win on the road would be huge for us. We all focused, to head up to Indy, to beat a good team. We're focused this week. We're excited about this week, excited about this opportunity. We're just ready to, hit the road and, finally get a win under our belt.
What have you seen from Burgess?
Oh, man, he's been great for us. He's been stepping up. He's been making plays. You see every time he gets in the game, he's making a big play. He had a pass breakup, and then, he had the sack in the next game. So, he's doing a lot for us, a lot well, and I can't wait to see him go out there and play.
What did he do to make the team? Just what in the preseason?
That last preseason game, he balled out. I think the first drive, he had like two tackles for loss or something like that. And, he just played with a lot of energy. He's smart. You know how to play Mike, Will, and Sam. So he's definitely one of those guys who, earned his right to be on this team and, earned his right to, play on special teams, play on defense, and that's something he's doing well for us.
Christian, Greg really has put an emphasis and a premium on defending against the deep ball, getting over the defensive end. But it looks like that, in turn, has opened some stuff up underneath, and Baltimore was able to really take advantage of that with Watson on Sunday. What do you guys have to do to maybe tighten up some of that open space?
That's just, bad communication on our part, leaving guys wide open. There wasn't really nothing that they did that was, extravagant or, just unbelievable. We left some, not making an excuse or anything like that, but, it's bad communication on our part. We need to, make sure we know our assignment at its best. And, once we do that, we eliminate some of the big plays.
Coach said on Monday, this year compared to last year at this time, it's a totally different team. What's the biggest difference you've seen from last year to this very time?
A lot of guys are positive. It's the second game of the season, that happened. So we got a lot of season left. We're working towards our goals. We got all our goals in front of us. And, just being a team that we are, everybody is positive. No one's pointing fingers or anything. Everybody's just trying to do their job and do it the best way they possibly can. We have good leaders in the room. It starts off with our coaches. Our coaches are, our leaders. So it's just a different feel as far as like a mental aspect of it. I think everyone is, have their head on right and, ready to just get the ball rolling.
What's your scouting report on Brissett?
I'm not gonna tell you all of that.
I'm gonna leave
that competition.
Even have one?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of film of the guy.
I mean, you just look at, what he did in the preseason or, it's not really a lot of game film in the regular season, but you can tell by, what he did in the first two games or preseason games. Just kind of got to go off of that. But I'm not the type of person that like to talk about too much of, a person's personnel in front of the cameras and stuff like that. I keep that confidential.
Can you say what makes Frank Gore challenging at 34 years old?
Frank Gore got a reputation of, being a great back in this league. Downhill runner, one cut and go. Everyone knows Frank Gore. So you got to respect that. No matter how old he is, you got to respect what he did in the past. And, he's still in the NFL, so he's still a good back.
What's Jason McCourty brought to this team, this defense?
He's brought a lot of leadership. Obviously, he's the oldest guy on the defense. He's been around, seen everything. He's just been a good teammate and a good leader for the younger guys and myself. He's seen a lot of football, so he definitely can help those younger guys in the back end and, just be that vocal leader for us and make plays on the field. He showed guys how to do things, and, he's just been nothing but positivity this whole time.
How impressive is it when he comes in to a new team and just kind of, fits right away and is able to not only do that but play at a high level right away?
I think a lot of guys that, came in, bought in on this team, and they've done everything that we asked them to do. Jason is one of those guys who, he's a hard worker. He's played in Greg's system before, so he knows how to pick up on some of the terminology and things that, take place in learning his defense. And, once you're a playmaker and you've been in the league for X amount of years, things start to get smarter for you. And, he knows everything. He's seen everything, so. For him to just come in here and just work hard like he does, it's definitely good to see that he's just carrying his leadership roles from Tennessee on here.
Chris, the other day, I hear
Joe was saying that Greg's been stressing communication this week after that Ravens game. When he says that, like, what does that mean? What do you guys need to do better out there?
You know, just communicate the different personnel that's out there so you can know, like, what guy you have depending on, you know, what personnel is out in the field, communicating the plays or, you know, situations that can happen, you know, due to motions or due to shifts and things like that. I think we can get better at, you know, pre-game communication and communication during the play. So you, as a defense, you know, you always want to talk throughout the whole defensive play. And once you do that, you get comfortable. You know that other guys know their job, and that's just something that we can do better, just communicate.
Because you've done that before, been that guy.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Joe at all?
Well, we don't put it on one guy to, you know, do all the communication. That's just from safeties, linebackers, D-line, you know, everyone has to communicate. We don't put it on one person. You know, Joe may give the call, but there's so many calls within the call that different guys have to make.
But I guess my point was, do you just kind of try and relay some of your experience to him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, whenever you have more experience than a guy, you know, you always want to share, you know, some of your experiences with him.